Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stub, the Lord of Laughter, the Prince of Petty, the Scion of Sarcasm, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior Super Bowl hobby.
What up?
Too much alliteration all at once.
Wow.
You know what's funny?
I'm going to pretend like I heard what you said and not pretend like your mic just shit the bed just now.
No, I was just saying, like, too much alliteration all at once. I was like, it just wasn't really working the way I wanted it to.
It's never enough alliteration.
Nah, man. So it's funny because when you were talking about yesterday, like recording like a dual podcast, I was like, I went and looked through the archive. I was like, damn, we haven't done a 2-man podcast in a little bit. It's been about a month. I was like, okay, let's.
It's been a while, bro.
Yeah, but
I was like, yo, old man doesn't love me anymore. It's all good.
I got new hoes. So yeah, so it's just been way too long, and I'm glad Super Woke actually woke up for this, because I was actually shocked that he woke up in general on time, because I saw noon, and I'm like, this nigga ain't waking up.
I wear my sunglasses at night. I don't know what that has to do with waking up, but yeah, it felt appropriate.
It wasn't, but you know, this is the Old Man Wade Show, so it's not shocking.
Like, trust me, it's going to get way less appropriate as time goes on.
Probably. It is what it is, man. What do you expect? So, what's going on?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, all right. I mean, we haven't recorded in a while, but we still talk constantly, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just about every day.
Yeah. Sometimes. We don't really hate each other.
No.
Man, I'm just enjoying life right now, man. I'm enjoying the fact that, you know, a bunch of Redditors can do more than invade the Capitol building, right? They can actually do some good. Shake up Wall Street, you know? It was pretty exciting to watch GameStop screw more than just gamers who want, you know, to trade in their Xboxes for more than 25 cents.
Doug, I went to go try to sell my PlayStation 2, I think it was. No, my PlayStation 3. I was going to sell it and, like, you know, and buy a few games. They was like, oh, we'll give you $50. I'm like, excuse me?
And what was this?
This was, like, right when the PlayStation 4 dropped. And they were, like, $50. I was like, so this console that's still easily $300 to $400, you'll give me $50 for it.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, I'm like,
I believe it.
Yeah, look,
same thing happened. So I already bought an Xbox One, but I had the Xbox 360. And, like, the Xbox One just came out. And same thing. I think it was, like, $40 or something. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, lick my nuts, dude. I'm not, no, absolutely not. But I find it funny. So, I've been listening to a lot of people and, like, reading about what's going on. So, before I get into the jokes, you can probably better explain what's going on than I can. So, what's up with Reddit and how does it affect the stock market?
I guess to understand it, for those who don't understand really what's happening outside of, like, the really hilarious memes, I guess you'd have to understand what a short sell is when it comes to stocks, and I'm not going to get into the weeds, but essentially it's betting that a stock is going to go down. So you borrow a stock, you know, you borrow a specific stock without necessarily paying for it. You pay like interest on it, but you don't pay for the full price of the stock, hoping that the price will go down. And so you sell that stock that you borrowed, right? And then once that stock goes down, you buy it at a shorter price and sell it back to the person you borrowed it from. So you make a profit off of the dip in price. Okay. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, I'm not invested. Google it, right? But for essentially, real. It's betting that a stock fails.
So,
and yeah.
No, I was just going to say it's funny because a lot of people are, the people who came up with the stock exchange scam are pissed off that the poor people have actually figured out a way to make money off of this as well. And they are not happy about this shit. It's like, wait. This is our shit.
Going to go into something. This is not how we meant it to be. But it's going to go into something you wanted to talk about earlier about getting good information online. And there's a lot of good information online. You can learn all this stuff online for free, right? You just got to make sure you get that information from people that know what you're talking about. But whatever.
Yeah.
And information is power, clearly. So big organizations called hedge funds do this short selling at like a massive scale. And so they shorted GameStop because GameStop's been going through financial issues or whatever. And so they figured out that, all right, GameStop stock, damn, talk about alliteration, is going to fail miserably. So they made a massive bet that stock's going to dip. So a bunch of Redditors on a stock trading, in a stock trading group on Reddit, decided to say, screw that, we're going to start buying a bunch of GameStop stock, which increased the price massively. So the thing about shorting stock, you can make a lot of profit from it, but it's risky because it's almost, you can lose an infinite amount of money because the stock, you know, if a stock decides not to fail and actually start to gain price, it can gain, you know, 800% profit, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And that's essentially what happened with GameStop. And those hedge funds and those big investors lost a lot of fucking money, bro. And it's all because of a bunch of regular people on Reddit and regular people with Robinhood accounts. And we could get into how Robinhood kind of screwed those people while this got heated. But yeah, I think that's kind of a good foundation of what's going on.
Well, since you're already there, what is the Robinhood thing?
So for a long time, people looked at stocks as kind of too complicated. You needed to pay, like, you know, a broker to, like, buy stocks for you and let you know which ones are good, blah, 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 blah. Robinhood kind of democratized the whole stock buying thing. They're not the only ones, but they're like, you know, they kind of pioneered a lot of things. So you can get the app on your phone and you can go ahead and just start buying stocks commission free, you know, anything you want. It's really easy to use. So this is things like Robinhood actually created the environment that fostered what's happening with the GameStop stock. So you have a bunch of people now that are invested in the stock market and are educating themselves who normally wouldn't. And what Robinhood did, so Robinhood saw that a lot of the hedge funds are losing money, and a lot of these hedge fund people, not a lot of them, but they're funded by some hedge funds, right? They're funded by some really rich people, and those really rich people were losing a lot of money. Like, they were losing their shirts off of this deal. And so Robinhood was like, oh, all right, you can't buy GameStop stock anymore. Sorry. Like, they pretty much ended the ability for people to buy a stock that they wanted, which goes totally against, like, they're called Robin Hood for a reason. The whole concept was like robbing from the rich to give to the poor, and they pretty much like say, screw you poor people, you're messing up our rich friends, so let's stop this trade. So that's kind of what I think you could buy it now. I didn't get into the whole game. I missed the boat, so I didn't make any money off of it, so I don't really know what's going on now, but yeah.
Yeah, we're still broke. But it's funny because I know Greg's big on stock, and he does from what I've understood, he does a damn good job with his stock. So I'm actually happy for him. I'm pretty sure he found a way to get in on it if he wasn't there already. But
yeah, I need to talk to him. If anybody would make money off that, we know that would make money off this GameStop debacle, just Greg would definitely be one of those people.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's also super logical, super logical. He's very meticulous with his money and stuff like that, so he's not gonna like just randomly go out there and spend, like, just start throwing money everywhere. But that's just who he is. Like, he researches things before he does anything. It's definitely a quality that I admire in what he does.
Yeah, and this whole thing is interesting too, because, you know, I've been poor for a long time, so I didn't really invest a lot, but just, it's related, the economy is related to the things that I've studied over the years. And any informed person knows that the stock market in general, financial markets, they're based on confidence. They're based on a series of bets. People with a lot of resources have a lot of influence on what happens in stocks. Right, and the reason why they have a lot of influence is because they either have a lot of money or they pull people. They pull a lot of people together to form a lot of resources so they can affect how stocks rise and fall, and they profit off of it. The thing that that people are seeing now who weren't really necessarily paying attention is that there's power in numbers, man. Like, this is what people have been preaching about it forever, right? Right? Like, if we get together and we work for a common good, yo, the little man or little woman or the little days can do a lot, man. We can mm-hmm. we can change the world, and that goes for what happened with GameStop and what happens when we all vote and vote with an informed by informing ourselves on like what the truth is. Like, we can do great things, man. We just need to get our shit together. That's the simple message of the day.
Well, it all makes sense though, but the problem is no one wants to come together. And when people do actually come together, you have people within the midst who are just like, well, how come I'm not in charge? Well, how come I'm not doing this? And you have these individuals that will sabotage what should be a good thing, instead of, you know, hey, there is no person in charge. We're all in this together. So let's make this money together. Let's progress together. Let's continue to exceed our limitations. But unfortunately, you know, there are always going to be those people who are just kind of like, it's for me or nothing else at all. And it's unfortunate, yeah. but it's also kind of good in a sense, because when things like this happen, the people you know, the people around you start to show their true colors. Like, I'm not anybody who's, I know, if they're doing something that I'm doing, I'm not rooting for them to fail. I'm rooting for me to succeed just as much as I want them to succeed. Like, I get nothing out of, like, the people closest to me failing at all. It would be disgusting of me to be like, well, I hope you fail. Like, what do I get out of that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, then I have to watch somebody that I care about, like, sad because their goal didn't do well? No, fuck that. I want you to succeed, mm-hmm. too. Like, you know what I mean? You can obviously be jealous about something, but there's a difference between jealousy, envy, and sabotage. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it
I
is.
Mean, that's a story as old as this country itself, right? Like, it's always been like that. Like, and I think it plays out more commonly in a specific way. So when people who don't have anything, they gain, those people want to protect what they gained by shitting on a new group of people who are below them or perceived to be below them on the totem pole, right? Like, poor white people were able to gain by policing slaves, right? When slavery ended and people started making money not on farms, right, but in industry, they wanted to keep those jobs for themselves. So they started to prevent black people from moving up too much, right? Or, you know, immigrants. Like, immigrants are going to take our jobs. Like, this is our gains. Like, we don't have room for anybody else. And it never really works like that. Resources really don't work like that. The more people that participate, the more people, like you're saying, like, the more of your friends that are winning. And if you're a good friend and you cultivate these relationships, the better it is for you, because those resources grow. Resources aren't easily hoarded, right? Because there's a lot of them. Like, if we, like, you can share even if you don't share what you won, even if you just share the information that you gained, right? Like, yo, it's really true what people say, like, you know, rising tide lifts all boats. It's just that for a lot of people, like, they get an anchor put on their boats for no reason other than the fact that people are afraid that they're going to lose out because somebody else is gaining. And that's really, like, when you want to consider the human condition, you know, that's the human condition.
But it's funny. Fucked. It's no, it's not funny, ha-ha, but it's funny.
It's fucked.
It's fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
But when you look at, when you talked about the difference, you said, you know, you don't have to necessarily give your money, but give people the information to get there.
Yeah.
Two things can happen that could be a detriment to the person's success. They give them the money. Actually, a few things. Let me not even say two. One, you could give them the money, and they could be like, oh, that's it? That you won $2 million, and all you're going to give me is $1,000? Like, you know, mm-hmm. and then it's like, okay, well, fuck you too. I'll take that $1,000 back as well. Or you have
people. Yo, when you win $2 million, oh man, I'll gladly take that $1,000 with a smile, just so you know.
But then you have the people who get the, and then you have people who give them money, and then that same person is just like, did I give them too much? Because I don't want them. Well, that's money and power. You give money and information. You give somebody money and information, then you'll have this selfish person going, shit, did I give them too much? I don't want them to take away from my empire. I don't want them to stop my momentum. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where we'll take, let's take Amanda's, let's take Amanda's podcast. Like, I had been saying to her, like, yo, you should do a podcast, you should do a podcast, you should do a podcast.
Shout out to Pandagasms.
Pandagasms, it's fucking dope. And I'm glad that she actually put this together. The people she's had, the guests that she's had on there have been amazing. They've discussed everything from, like, sex to finance, relationships, family, spirituality. It's a really diverse podcast. Like, you know what I mean? And she's doing well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And imagine me saying something like, oh, well, you're doing well, so, you know, fuck you. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Every time I see somebody retweet her or see someone who was like, oh, I really enjoy the show, I'm happy for her. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? What do I get out of, like, being that kind of, like, person to want to sabotage somebody something? And
I mean, sometimes it does feel good to be petty, though, just so you know.
Oh.
Let's be real.
Oh, God. Don't get me wrong. I am the prince of petty. But the funny part about it is I'm petty to people. Okay, so I firmly believe that sometimes you should keep that same energy. Mm-hmm. But a buddy of mine I used to work with said that I kill ants with a sledgehammer. He had said something to me, and then I said, he had said something to me that he was going to do something. I said, oh, you do that, and I'm going to tag you, and I'm going to tag you and your wife in every amazing thing me and my wife do. He goes, why would you ruin a happy home? I was like, you started it. He goes, dude, you're killing ants with a sledgehammer. I'm like, no, I'm just better than you are at it. So don't get me wrong, I'm all for being petty, but I'm also not a petty person when it comes to the things that I don't. Like, I'm petty to people who deserve it. I'm not just out there just throwing shade and being a hater to people or, like, sabotaging people. Well, I don't sabotage people in general, but I'm only being petty to people that come at me with that same energy. And even sometimes, I don't even care enough. Like, this last year has been a lot of me going, yo, I don't care enough to fuck with you. I don't care enough to have this conversation. I don't care enough to exert any energy towards this person. And honest to Odin, I've been very happy since.
Yo, honestly, just going about life, minding your business, ignoring people that normally annoy you, is one of the best stress relievers. Yo, we're getting kind of, well, you've been old man, but both of us are starting to get pretty long in the tooth. And I'm out here trying to die because I can't let shit go.
Yeah. And it's funny because you say that, and it kind of brings us to the next topic about, like, the idea of, like, really just minding your own business.
Yeah.
So, there's a couple of porn stars on Instagram, and for those of you who don't know, Instagram has a very weird algorithm, and they also have a very strict, I shouldn't even say strict, they have a very loose idea on what they will and will not allow people to show. There's two porn stars in general. I think it's Lena the Plug and Riley Reid. Both of them have...
Lena the Plug's a porn star?
Yeah.
I thought she was like a YouTube personality or something.
No, I think her boyfriend is Adam22, whatever his name is.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So, I'll send you some images. Not any videos, but I'll send you some images. They post pictures, right? And one of the guidelines is you can't show nipples. If you're showing your butt, you have to have a thong on, even though it doesn't cover your butt crack. You can't show any genitalia, and you can't show nipples. All right. Now, I follow the both of them because, one, you know, I like attractive women. Two, some of the stuff they post on there is entertaining, so I follow them both. And then Riley Reid gets kicked off of Instagram at least every quarter.
Yo, can men show nipples? Or is that just a female
sensual? No, men can show nipples. Women just can't.
That's crazy.
So Riley Reid, her, I'm trying to find it. Her Instagram now is Let Riley Live. And it goes, in her profile, it says, Riley Reid, me exists. Instagram, you had violated our terms. So it's fun, and so, but like, as I like see the stuff she posts, like, none of it is pornographic. Like, the most you'll see is her kissing another woman or kissing another dude, but you don't see, there's not sexual at all. There's no nipples. I think the one time she did something, she was out somewhere with her whole like ass out. I was like, okay, fine, I get that. But realistically, it's like, come on. If you're following her, you know why you're following her. Like, just, if you have an issue, just fucking leave. Just unfollow.
Why doesn't Instagram just have, like, an adult tag? Like,
they do. They do. It's called Reddit.
Or Twitter.
Yo.
Like, Twitter legit has porn on it. Like.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking phenomenal.
Twitter has, and it's crazy, Twitter has no censors. Like, the only people they kick off is, like, Trump, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, after 4 years of being crazy, but still.
Yeah. They were trying to save face. But have you noticed? And it's always been, and we'll get back to the other topic again, but it's been funny to watch, like, how many people have, how many people jumped ship in the last, like, couple of weeks.
Like, Trump jumped Twitter ship?
No, jumped the Trump ship.
Oh, yeah, because he freaking, I think a good amount of his followers realized that he ain't about that life.
At all.
Like, they really were trying to take over the government, and he was like, nah, I'm straight.
We were gonna kill Pence for you.
Nah, man.
Yo, so,
I don't know this nigga. I don't even know this nigga.
Yo, D.O. Hughley has a bit where he said he should teach kids how to swear. So when some random person grabs you, the kid will go, I don't know this motherfucker.
Yo, facts.
Yo, and that's what it feels like. It feels like all of his followers were like, no. Oh, man. But
Trump was the most racist black president of all time.
Who was?
Trump.
That nigga wasn't black. He was a nigga, but he wasn't black.
He was the most racist nigga president of all time.
Yeah. And just so you know, nigger means ignorant motherfucker, and that was an ignorant motherfucker by definition.
Sure, I don't care how you define it. That nigga's a nigga.
For real. But so, the idea of just kind of like minding your business is just, it's key. I don't think people realize how much trouble you can get out, you can stay out of, if you just mind your own fucking business. So don't get me wrong. If people are up there posting like child pornography, report them. If someone's getting abused or is doing something that's gonna hurt anybody, absolutely report them. But if it's just some people showing off titties or dicks or whatever, and it's not hurting anybody, just keep scrolling or unfollow. It is not that serious. Like,
and it's clear by what you're saying that Instagram is definitely targeting specific people.
Oh, absolutely. There's a dude I know, shout out to DD Sweets. He's a photographer. He's actually going to film school too, I believe. And he takes a bunch of pictures of big women. And he was saying how they keep hitting him up saying, oh, you violated our whatever the fucks, our policies or whatever. And then, like, I'll see the pictures. I'm like, what violation? I don't see a nipple. I don't see a vagina. I don't see anything. What the fuck are they talking about? Like, you know what I mean? And it's befuddling. It's not befuddling. It's hilarious how you can censor something, censor won't. Like, there's a porn, there's not a porn star. She's a model who shows her nipples all the fucking time. All the time. Every fucking post. And she lost her account once for doing it. And she's still doing what she's doing, but no one said anything about it. I'm like, all right, then, do the damn thing. I will continue to enjoy this shit as much as possible. You know what I mean? It's not hurting anybody, so why do I care?
Yeah.
Like, and it's funny, that leads me to the conversation about minding your own business at work. Huh. I love my job. I love my job. I love being there. I love the idea of just everything about my job. I thoroughly enjoy.
You really do. Like, I know people say that, like, they, you know, they hate their job, but they don't want people to know that they fucking are living a life that's pretty much living hell. I know for a fact that you definitely love this job.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing.
Now, with that said, there's a lot of people at my job I do not like. I'm not going to say where I work, but I just know there's a lot of people at my job I just don't like. So
the White House.
So I just stopped talking to people. Well, that simple. I don't like you, I don't speak to you. Like, I don't understand the point of, like, having to deal with somebody or even fuck with somebody you don't want to. Like, all you're doing is hurting yourself in a situation. All you're doing is making your life more miserable than it needs to be. So when I get around people that I just genuinely do not want to speak to, I don't speak to them. It's really that simple.
Yeah, because I know your temper.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
So the thing is that people don't realize, like, I've noticed this a lot, like, situations escalate.
Yes.
Somebody slights you, you slight them back, they slight you worse, you slight them worse, and before you know it, you both are in an HR meeting, and one or both of you guys are getting fired.
Yeah, what's the phrase? An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
Yo, facts. It's I don't get it. Yo, driving in Massachusetts is like the best example.
Yo,
I swear, like, 90% of that, like, really bad accidents happen just because somebody couldn't let shit go. Like, somebody got into a lane in front of you, and then, like, for some reason, you feel the need to, like, speed up and, like, pass them and just look at them for, like, 10 seconds, and you're not even noticing the car in front of you just hit their brakes, and then bam. That's some of the funniest moments I've ever seen, but it's also super avoidable, right? Like, that's, like, the perfect example of, yo, chill the fuck out.
Yo, I know a chick who would do that. Like, she would, like, oh, hell no. And she would start speeding after him, and I'm passing, she like, I'm gonna die.
Yo, it's crazy.
Yo.
Man, like, I don't know. That's giving me patience, because the way I deal with asshole drivers, which I am one, you know, but I don't do the tit-for-tat shit. And honestly, like, that philosophy for me, like, follows me in every aspect of my life, man. And I also think, you know, also I've noticed, this is one of the reasons why I love being black. I'm not saying that black people aren't part of the problem sometimes when it comes to this stuff. Like, we're petty too. There's a lot of us that are petty.
Absolutely.
It's a human thing. But I think a lot, and I'm not gonna say just black people, but a lot of people who grew up in certain environments, being petty can get your ass beat.
Yes. Or worse. Yes, it can.
Right, and I've noticed, I've been around people who come from certain areas where I don't think they've ever even been punched, right? Like, never been in a fight. You could tell. You can kind of tell these people by the way they move and the way they act. Like, they move like nothing can ever happen to them.
I meet so many people like that, and I've said to people at my job, and we'll talk about somebody else, and I'm like, I don't think this person's ever really been punched in the face. I was like, not, and it's like, and then I said it to somebody else, and it was like, I was like, this person has never been punched in the face. And then a dude retorted, but he's sure enough asking for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, yo, you want to get all the punches to the face when you're young, when you can heal up. You know? Hopefully you still have a couple of baby teeth left. So the bad boys will grow back in. Yeah. Yo, like.
And you know what's funny about that? And we say punch in the face, but it's also a bit of a metaphorical thing as well. Like, really being checked. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, and not just, like, you know, man to man, woman to woman, or they to they. But, like, when you're dating someone and you think you're the shit, and they're like, no, you need to calm the... You know what I mean? Like, get into a real argument where you have been checked. Like, you know what I mean? Really, and really embarrassed. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just put in your place. Like, there's a lot of people who don't understand that. And I hate to say this to all my white listeners, there's a lot of white people who don't really understand the concept of white privilege will still get your ass whooped.
It will. I mean, it doesn't enough, clearly. And again, this isn't a call to, like, beat up white people. It's really
please
not.
Don't. Like, it's please just, don't.
Yo, like, we need to live in a world where people understand that there's consequences to the shit you do, whether good or bad. And when people in white privilege, like you know, I know there's a lot of poor white people. I know there's a lot of white people that struggled and worked hard for what they got, but it's not even about just, you know, the resources you have. It's about the people that you're around, like the way you're raised, you know, the things you experience through life, how you walk through life. That tells a lot about the type of person you're going to be. Yep. And if you have any modicum of privilege that you have in your life, and I'm not even talking about just white privilege, privilege is a blessing, man, but at the same time, it could diminish some of your humanity, right? Like, it could Absolutely. Diminish, you know, the way you interact with people. Like, if you walk around, like, everything's hunky-dory all the time, when it's really not, you know, you could put yourself in really shitty situations where you can be checked. And if you're not used to, like, I think, like, and I put this like this, like, a lot of, like, domestic abuse situations, right? The guy's like, oh, she disrespected me. You know, how dare she say, you know, I don't smell good, or I don't know, some petty bullshit, right?
Some stupid fucking Cro-Magnon, like, caveman shit.
Yeah, like, oh, she didn't make a plate for me, like, you know, shit like that, like, and that comes from, honestly, a life where you probably never had to deal with that shit, and when somebody confronts you with your bullshit, and you're not trained to deal with that in a very rational and understanding way, you fly off the handle, you do some bullshit, and, you know, you end up in jail, you end up hurting people you care about, you end up ending relationships, you end up, you know, shit.
So speaking of ignorant people and people should know when to shut the fuck up, who is, because you probably know exactly, we both know who she is, but who is Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Marjorie Taylor Greene. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is a congresswoman representing, I don't remember the district in Georgia, but she is
nuts.
Well, lack of a better word, she's nuts. She's nuts, bro. I don't know how she, you know what? Everything that we talked about is the reasons why somebody like that gets elected into office.
It is funny to kind of like wrap it around like there. So shout out to Duke Loves Wrestling on Twitter and Tell Us the Truth podcast. He posted something today, and BlackRabbit.com shared it. So Marjorie Taylor Greene goes, as a blonde woman, I would like to take a moment to thank Congresswoman AOC. She has single-handedly put an end to all dumb blonde jokes. Blondes everywhere appreciate your service and your sacrifice. So before I tell you how AOC responded, people have been going at her relentlessly this month, and I don't think they realize she is absolutely with the smoke. So AOC responds, don't worry, Miss Green. I completely understand why you need to swing and miss at my intellect to make yourself feel better. You seem to have some trouble spelling your own insults correctly. Next time, try single-handedly. It'll work better. Good luck writing legislation.
Yo, she ain't gonna write no legislation. Trust me.
The bitch ain't writing shit.
She ain't writing shit, bro.
And I love Ted Cruz was like, I'm all with you. I'm with you, AOC. And she was like, nigga, you tried to kill me 3 weeks ago.
Yo, honestly, I don't even know how that conversation started. Like, was he supporting her on something? Like, what was that all about?
Hold on. I'm going to try to see if I can find it real quick, because it was pretty.
And I saw her response, but I try not to pay attention to Ted Cruz, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that dude is a fucking goblin.
Yeah. But while you look that up, Congresswoman Greene, yo, she's funny. It's funny to make jokes about her. But Joe, she's terrifying.
She is absolutely.
She's an elected official who can influence laws, and the fact that she also believes that, like, Anderson Cooper drinks the blood of babies to stay young, and Jews have a super laser in space that caused forest fires. Like, yo, that's nuts.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
It absolutely is. So I found the, all right. So AOC rejects support over Wall Street chaos. You almost had me murdered. Democratic Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Thursday accused Senator Cruz of trying to get me killed during the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol and called for his resignation from the Senate after a Texas Republican appeared to agree with her on the need for an investigation into Robin Hood following chaos on Wall Street. She said, I'm happy to work with Republicans on the issue where there's common ground, but you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago, so you can sit this one out.
Yeah. I get it, bro. I get it. But yo, that's super petty. It's reasonably petty, but it's like, yo.
Yo, actually, you know what?
I really want them to make some legislation that, like, fucks Robin Hood for what they did on Wall Street. So
coming out, the first album from Super Woke and Me, Reasonable Petty.
Yo, it's reasonable. Yeah, facts. Yo, the album's definitely coming out. Like, he legit, like riled up people that wanted to murder her.
Yo.
Like three weeks ago. Like, it wasn't even, like, it was literally, like, not even a month ago. But yeah, shit. Yo, AOC, I don't know. I like her. I believe in a lot of stuff she talks about, but...
But she's
her
like,
pettiness,
she's...
Her pettiness level is just...
I'm fucking, yo, chart, bro. I am fucking for it. These motherfuckers come at women and think like, oh, I'm just gonna sit there. No! I like the fact that it's like, she is currently the political epitome of keeping that same energy.
I feel you. But you know how I think about Congress people? Like, I think they need to be, like, they just need to be better than that. Like, in a way that I don't expect regular people to be better than that. Like again, that's why I call it rational. Like, it's rational, but, you know, I just want them to get to work and do shit. Like, get shit done. Work with who you gotta work with. I don't give a fuck.
I absolutely agree with you 1,000,000%. I think that there's ways about doing this without kind of hurting everybody. And yes, these comments do make the government look like even more of a circus than it already does.
Yep. Yeah.
But...
Yeah. It's hilarious. It's fucking funny, bro.
But it's
fuck him, but still.
Yo, it's like the Metalocalypse song. It's funny because it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We laugh because we ran out of tears.
Yeah. Like, I'm done. Like, Spider-Man said it best. He was just like, someone was like, jokes? You're making jokes? He goes, I could cry. Oh, God. Yo, it's okay to shut the fuck up sometimes.
It really is. Yo, and Ted Cruz, yo, he's the poster child of, yo, you need to shut the fuck up sometimes, bro. I gave AOC a little grief about being petty, but, yo, Ted Cruz is the petty god, bro. Like, and for no reason, like, just to gain political power. Like, he's a fucking dickhead, but... At least he doesn't believe that friggin', I don't know, the Clintons own a pizza shop where they sacrifice babies, so I don't know.
Is that what Pizzagate was?
Yeah, bro.
Are you kidding? Are you serious?
Pizzagate was, yes.
please tell me that's a joke, man. Please.
No, it's not. No, this is QAnon, bro. This is what it is. This is what they believe in. This is what... We have a sitting congresswoman and probably a couple more on the Republican side that... Yo, the Republican Party... Like, you can no longer say, like, yo, the Republican Party isn't really that bad, man. It's just they have different politics. No, bro. Like, their base lives in a whole different universe. Like, and you know me. I try to...
Dog, a laser... It doesn't, like, it doesn't... A laser from space that shoots... Yeah. That starts forest fires... You,
bro, it's crazy. Like, they see all these, like, conspiracy theories. Like, they look at Trump's speeches, and they look at, like, the type of flag he has behind him or the way he's moving his hands, and they see that as, like, secret messages. Like, it's nuts. It's that meme. It's that meme from Always Sunny with the guy. Like,
yeah.
It's that, but, like, with actual, like, stakes, with shit. Like, yo, these are real people. And it's crazy because, yo, if you get people to believe one thing, you get them to believe anything.
So
that's true.
So here's a big question. Do they believe this, or do they just tell their followers they want... Do they tell this to their followers so they'll believe it?
So, I don't know. QAnon, it comes from a person or a group of people called Q. And they've been, like, disseminating, like, these hints... that prove like this big, again, baby killing, devil worshipping cabal that runs government. And Trump was supposed to like get these people and arrest them and execute them. Right? So, like that was like, that's why they supported Trump, because they really believed Trump was there to like end it. So the Q, or the group of people calling them Q, I don't know if they're true believers or if they're just trolls or like so, a bunch of people in a Russian, like
so,
a dark room in Russia, like just spreading crazy.
Nigga, this ain't the Marvel Universe.
Yo, but they,
this is not Disney Plus.
But that's what they believe, man. And like, to be honest with you, the people, there's a lot of people that
Doug, they have a flag.
They believe in that stuff.
Bro. They have a flag.
What's it? What'd you say?
QAnon has a flag.
Yeah, it's a Q.
These niggas are bugging.
They believe it. Like people were legit crying. Like you should see. Like people were following the QAnon threads during the inauguration because they really believed that Biden wouldn't become president. They thought like at the last moment Trump. Like Trump wasn't there because they were planning on like arresting like Biden and Obama and like putting Trump in as president. Like that's why they really believe the election was stolen. Like these people broke down. A lot of them lost faith in Trump because he didn't do anything, right? But a lot of them also was like, oh, I think one of the theories was that they actually did arrest them and Trump is actually in charge, but they don't want the country to go into chaos, so they made it look like Biden won. Like it's nuts.
So I got the place of all truth and information, Wikipedia. QAnon is a disproven and discredited far-right conspiracy theory alleging that a secret cabal of Satan-worshipping, cannibalistic pedophiles is running a global child sex trafficking ring and plotting against former U.S. President Donald Trump, who has been fighting the cabal. According to U.S. prosecutors, QAnon is commonly called a cult. Now, here's the funny thing about that. Wasn't one of Trump's boys actually doing some pedophilic shit on an island?
What's his face?
We don't even need to say his name. Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, but he was everybody's boy.
Yeah.
He was everybody's boy, clearly. Everybody was on that jet.
So, QAnon commonly asserts that Trump has been planning a day of reckoning. Fuck this Bane. A day of reckoning known as the Storm. And when thousands of members of the cabal will be arrested. QAnon supporters have accused many liberal Hollywood actors, Democratic politicians, and high-ranking government officials of being members of the cabal. They have also claimed that Trump feigned conspiracy with Russia to enlist Robert Mueller to join him in exposing the sex trafficking. It was Mueller, wasn't the dude? Yeah, never mind. So yeah, that's... He's nutty niggas.
And honestly, like, you probably heard me saying all the things I said. I'm like, nah, this shit ain't true. And it's even weirder when you read it. It's even like it's crazier. It's like yo, this is real life. This is real life, bro.
Dog, this can't be life.
It is. It is.
Dog, this is some of the wackiest shit I've ever seen. Like I saw bits and pieces of it, like on Twitter and like and online and like CNN and what the Fox News and all that. And I'm like, this has to be a joke. Like the whole like, come on, man. There's a laser beam in space that starts forest fires.
A Jewish laser beam in space. Let's be specific, bro. I don't want to offend any QAnon people. They work really hard on their bat shit crazy. Yeah,
from me to you, QAnon, suck my dick.
Yeah.
Actually, no, don't suck my dick. You're not worthy. Go suck an unwanted dick.
And honestly, like it all stems from it's human nature, bro. Like it's. They take advantage of like lonely, ignorant
incels. People.
Like I have a friend that I honestly believe probably believes in a lot of this stuff, and he posts things, and like I can tell that like even his friends and family kind of like shun him, right? Like because like these people are friggin', and that's the scary part about it, like. Isolation and loneliness and ignorance and if people get a hold of you and inject this bullshit into your brain and you're susceptible to it, that's when crazy shit happens. That's when people run up in the Capitol. Like, if you really believe that there's a bunch of pedophiles running the government that are eating babies, right? Like, and you really believe that, like, you're definitely going to try to stop it. You're going to want to, like, yeah, let's, you know what I mean? Let's kill these motherfuckers, right? Like, that's the scary part.
How about we just start at home first? How about we stop the shit that's going on directly in our neighborhoods before we start coming up with conspiracy theories?
Well, a lot of people, they don't got shit going on in neighborhoods, bro. Like, they don't live in neighborhoods with crime, like, really, right? They don't got to worry about, like, they have time to sit in their basements and worry about bullshit because they don't have to worry about
all right, then move to the next town over. Do some community service. Help some kids out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, prepare. Oh, God, these, and I'm going to say it again. I've said this word a lot, but I don't mean it towards black people. But these niggas are stupid. Like, I heard Greg tell me what QAnon was, and I was like, that can't be, that really can't be a thing. And he goes, yep. It's really a thing.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, you know, for Greg, QAnon is specifically probably on his radar for a lot of reasons, right?
Yeah.
So.
These nutty motherfuckers.
It's scary, bro. That's what people ask me what worries me about politics, because a lot of people are like, oh, why are you worried about this stuff? I'm like, there's shit to be worried about. It's just, you're not looking in the right place.
How do you not look in the right place? You literally can cut on the TV on any random channel and be like, oh, that's not good. Oh, my God. I love the people. Oh, God. You know what? I'll tell you off air. But before I go, I want to just say also the art of listening also comes with something else. There are a lot of people that I follow that are in the LGBTQ community that have helped me learn a lot about not just necessarily their lifestyles, yeah. Like, how some things are offensive, some things aren't. It's helped me with my pronouns. And a lot of times, I just don't say anything at all. I just scroll, I read, and I go about my business. And when I have questions, I try to formulate a question in such a way that doesn't come off offensive, and I can learn. And that's another thing I mean about the art of, like, just listening to people and, like, just not, like, you know what I mean? Just listen. It's okay to not have a question. It's okay to not have a response to certain things. Mm-hmm. It is perfectly acceptable to shut the fuck up. But people don't, because everybody wants to talk and nobody wants to fucking listen.
Facts.
All right, this has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank the pinnacle of political perfection, Superwalk Javi, for coming on. You can find us on the Old Man Wade Show Facebook page, a place where you can come have fun and have goofy dialogues or serious dialogues with people. And if we find out you're being a cunt, then yes, we will get rid of you. You can find Hot Superwoke at Let Shit Record on Twitter that he never uses. You can find me at OldManWadeCom on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us at OldManWade.com, posting articles and all the fun stuff. I think Javi sent me the new logo that should be out with the new episode coming out this week. Don't forget to check out CCBN. That's powered by Black Rabbit.
BlackRabbit.com.
BlackRabbit. We just did another CCBN yesterday. Hopefully, it'll be out soon because we do two, and they come out, and it's been super fun. The episodes just keep getting better.
We definitely get into our geek bag with CCBN. It's fun.
Absolutely, it's a specific place for it, and I think you'll absolutely enjoy that. All right, Super Bowl, do you have anything for us?
Yo, read.
Yeah, read a book. You literally have the information in your hand. You have a literal library in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, literally. Like, all the information in the world.
And this is not one of those situations. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the show, but whatever. If Google was a guy, and someone comes up and goes, vaccines cause autism, and he goes, I have this huge pile that says it doesn't, and I have this one page that says it doesn't, and then she takes it, and then he goes, just because I have it doesn't mean it's true.
I wish Google was a person.
Not me. That shit would be gross.
Nah, we need that person just follows everybody. You're being dumb.
Oh, yeah, that's how the robot apocalypse starts. Good idea, Javi.
You know, I'm with it. I'm ready for the robot overlords. You know, I'm trying, y'all. You already know it. Can't be any worse.
Yes, it can. We had Trump for president.
Famous last words, right?
Damn it, Wade!